This weekend, the Polish community here will mark the 70th anniversary of one of the Second World War's most important and devastating events, the Warsaw Uprising. 250,000 people died when the citizens of Warsaw rose up against German occupation. Two Irish people who took part in the uprising will be remembered at a special exhibition in Dublin, which will be open to the public, as Morning Ireland's Justin McCarthy has been finding out.
This is the national programme from London. These are today's main events. Germany has invaded Poland and has bombed many towns.
1939 and the beginning of World War II. Within a month, Poland had been occupied by the Nazis.
The atrocities committed by Hitler upon the Poles, the ravaging of their country, the scattering of their homes, the affronts to their religion.
British Prime Minister Winston Churchill spelled out the horrors visited on the Polish people. 5 years later, in August 1944, the people of Warsaw, armed with a few guns and Molotov cocktails, rose up against German occupation of their city. Their rebellion was timed with the arrival of the Soviet Union's Red Army on the outskirts of Warsaw. The Poles thought the Soviets would come to their assistance.
The Warsaw Uprising of August and September through to early October 1944 was one of the major insurrections, urban uprisings in European history.
Gabriel Doherty is from the School of History in UCC.
The intention was to forestall a potential communist takeover of Poland, but because the rising was defeated, that those domestic forces were essentially exhausted and paradoxically assisted the Soviet takeover of Poland, and therefore, again paradoxically, it helped to ensure communist domination of Poland for several decades thereafter.
Like the 1916 rising in Ireland, the Warsaw Uprising inspired songs and stories in Poland. But there are other connections too. Two Irish people played a role in the Warsaw Uprising. They were Eileen Frances Short Galinska, born to Irish parents in Liverpool. She was a nurse and teacher. And Kenneth Ashmore, an RAF volunteer from Dublin.
His crew was on the way to Warsaw to provide them with so much needed anti-tank weapons, some food supplies, you know, basic stuff that was needed. Unfortunately, they were shut down by the Germans about 200 kilometers away from Warsaw. They never made it to their targets, but the plane crashed. All of the crew died. By the local people actually went over there. They dug out the bodies, they buried them, like they gave them a proper burial.
This weekend, members of the Polish community in Ireland are holding a special commemoration to mark the anniversary of the Warsaw Uprising. The two known Irish participants will be remembered at a special exhibition at St. Audien's Church in Dublin. Andrew Trala is the organiser.
We want to start to present our history and our traditions to the Irish people, because all of us have Irish friends and we're here long enough that we know so much about the Irish culture and about history, at least me, that we decided we need to give something back to the society.
The commemoration will feature an exhibition, a military reenactment, a film and lecture given by Dr. Gabriel Doherty on the comparisons with Ireland's 1916 rising.
Both were nationalist uprisings which took place in European capital cities, but there were many differences also, certainly in terms of scale, the sheer monumental scale of the deaths in the Warsaw Uprising and the destruction of virtually the entire city.
250,000 people died in the Warsaw Uprising. They hoped Russia would come to their aid to fight a common enemy, but they were wrong. The large Polish community in Ireland, many of whom will participate in the 1916 commemorations here, say they also want Irish people to share a little of their history. Poland's outgoing ambassador to Ireland is Marcin Nawrot.
If you wish to be a part of the society, you have to show your history, who you are. And because the Warsaw Uprising was so important in our history, showing and sharing this history with you, that means Irish people here, is some kind of evidence that we try to show who we are and what value are important for us. If we are talking about some kind of similarities. I think that they are based on the value, not on the history. History was different, but still the attitude, the value which we were devoted to are the same.
Justin McCarthy reporting there on that exhibition on the Warsaw Uprising will be open at St. Odidan's Church on High Street in Dublin tomorrow at 7 p.m. and it can be viewed by members of the public from Saturday at midday as well.